This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last few visits, we have amplified the first two points in our outline under the title, Cultivating a Joyful Spirit. We have seen how Paul spoke of experiencing joy through fellowship and service. Now let's see what he had to say in the book of Philippians about joy through worship. Paul heard about their faith and service, and this caused him to rejoice in the Lord. As he shared what God was doing in and through him, he expected them to rejoice in the Lord as well. Praising and worshiping God is a natural overflow of sharing and hearing of God's blessing in each other's lives. It's like the proverbial spark that gets a fire going. In Philippians 3:1, Paul declares, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord." Even if all the benefits and blessings that come from God are stripped away, we still have reason to rejoice. Focus on the Lord. Ascribe praise to Him for who He is. He is our constant friend. His love endures forever. He is the solid rock on which we stand. Praising Him in spite of what might be going on around us is the way to rejoice in Him. For emphasis, Paul repeats this point in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." This discipline of worship in the face of all circumstances is a sure igniter of joy bubbling up and overflowing from the heart. That is why Paul encourages, no, commands us to rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Use scripture that encourages joy. Use songs about joy and rejoicing. Affirm your faith by rejoicing in the Lord.